Okay, so we mentioned that we're learning the most important part of Hilchos Rechilus Lashon Hara in Klal Tes, the last Klal of the Chafetz Chaim Sefer. So the Chafetz Chaim begins in Sif Katan Aleph that if a person sees that if I see that Reuven wants to become a partner with Shimon, I see that if Reuven will become a partner with Shimon, Shimon is definitely going to lose out here. I have to disclose it to Shimon, because I'm obligated. I'm not allowed to allow a Jew to get into a situation where he's going to lose out, where he's going to lose money. But however, there are five conditions that have to be met. And these are the five. The first is Yizor Moed Shlo Yachle Takev Asinim Adayte Linyan Ra Rak Yisprein Heite Mitchilim Buetzim Ra. First thing is, you know, you may not like the guy, and therefore immediately you think, he'll be a terrible partner. There's only going to be problems. But have to really see, is that really the case? Could be the other guy doesn't have the same temperament as you, and therefore he will get along with him, or he's going to be bringing so much benefit to the business that it's worth it, even though he's a little bit tough to get along with. So the first thing is you have to know klar that it's ra, that it's something bad. The second is shelo yagdil b'sipuro v'si'inyan l'ra yoisi v'mashehu. The second is that you can't exaggerate it. You feel that he's not, you know, you're not sure if he's going to listen to you, he's going to take you seriously, so you start exaggerating the story. And this way, you know, now I'll get him to listen to me. So you're not allowed to, because the Maisi is saying Lashon Hara, same way as Yishemra, if you're exaggerating the story. The third is, Sheichavin Rakli Toyelis, that you have to have in mind only for Toyelis. Dehainu L'salik HaNezokim Mizeh, that your whole intention that you're doing this is because you want to save Shimon from damage. V'lo Mitzad Sino Al Shekenegdoi, and not because you don't like Shimon. You don't like Reuven. And therefore, you know, you finally have a justified way to say Lashon Hara against Reuven. Because I don't like Reuven, but Reuven I know is a ganav. And therefore now I can go finally, with a ganav to geshmak, I can go and tell Shimon about that Reuven is a ganav. So that you're not allowed to do. You can't do it mitzat sinna, only litzat l'salik ha'zokit. So the Chavetz Chaim says, ve'en kavon aseinu b'prat zeh. Our intention over here is not he says, I don't mean to say that if you don't like the guy and you're going to have geschmack in telling that you have an excuse not to tell. Because lemaisa, you have an obligation to tell. What do I mean? Ach kavanaseinu, shiachriach es atzme be'es ha-sipur l'schavin l'tayelis. You're obligated to work on yourself. That when I'm telling you this right now, I'm thinking of what's good for Shimon. I'm not thinking about that I'm upset with Reuven and I don't like Reuven, etc. But right now, I'm going to concentrate. I know this is bad for Shimon. And I'm telling you now, Shimon, this is because I want to save you, Shimon. So he says, Ach kavanasu shiachriach es atzmei beis ha-sipur l'chavim l'tayelis v'lo mitzatzina. That you have to work on yourself. Ki ayidei zeh yiginader al atzmei m'meleis rechilis. Because through this, a person is going to save himself from the Yisr Mephilis. But you can't just say, okay, I'm not going to get involved because I don't like that guy. So that's the third Kavanah. The third Kavanah is that you have to be Mechavan L'Tayelis. And then the Chavetz Chaim adds, U'bozeh prata shlishi nichlal gam kein oidin yinecha acher. There's another point into this thing that you're intending L'Tayelis. Shomavan ha-Kavanah shi'chavan L'Tayelis, it's not enough. Just that you're intending for Tayelis, is there going to be a Tayelis? And as you're going to tell him, but you know that guy is a stubborn guy, and Shimon made up his mind, the way you hear it, he pretty much set his mind on becoming a partner with Reuven. So now you're going to go tell him that, you know, Reuven, you think he's really not an okay guy, but he's too deep into it already. And it's not going to help now to say it. So he says, Lafuki mimashimotzi, come upon him, shafilim yoimalo, yishmalai. So therefore, in that case, you don't have to say, because you're not going to accomplish anything. And if you don't have to say, then you shouldn't say. Then he says, but more than that, what happens if he's that kind of a guy? What happens if later Reuven is going to get Shimon very upset with him? So then Shimon may say, I knew I should have listened to him, to Yankel, who told me not to become a partner with you. Now he's brought about that Shimon is going to be over Nisar Achilas. Because now Shimon is snitching on Reuven, on Yankel, and it's going to cause that Reuven is not going to like Yankel anymore. There's going to be a machlekes with Yankel. So he says, he was right. I should have listened to him. To such people, he knows that this person has such a mida. Then there won't be heter. You know, as if you're going to say it, and this is a person who's not going to be able to be confidential, and he's going to at some time, you know, he's the kind of guy who's going to say, I knew I should have listened to him. He told me not to do it. In that case, then you're not allowed to. Because even though you have a chiyuv to help save Shimon's money, but Lamaisa, not at the expense of Shimon doing an Avera. Because Shimon would be mechuyev to give up all his money rather than to do the Avera. So therefore it wouldn't be mutzah to say in such a case. And the fourth condition is, in miyachol l'sabe v'satiel sazu mibli sheet starach l'galus l'fonav in yonav l'ra, ein l'sapar olav. That's another condition the Chofetz Chaim had taught earlier. That if, let's say, you could accomplish this without saying that he's a galus. What happens if you just say, you know, I just don't see the match. I just don't see. You know, trust me, I just don't see this match. It's not the kind of partnership that's going to work out. I know, you're just very different temperaments. It's not going to work out. I've seen enough of cases like this of people of these kind of temperaments. If that's going to work, then that's what you have to say. You're not allowed to say that don't do it because he's a god. Because you can accomplish the Tayelis even without saying that. And this, like we'll see, the Chofetz Chaim is going to discuss the Shaila with Shaduchim. But this is extremely common by Shaduchim. By Shaduchim, sometimes it's taka, not a good Shaduch, because the guy is not a good person. The boy, the girl, whatever it is not a good person. There's really a problem with it. And really, it's not good advice for them to be going out together. So you feel like telling the truth. You want to say the truth. Why it's not good? Because this guy has been dabbling in this and doing this. So you don't have a head to do that if you can get it, if you have another way to do it. If you could say that, you know, I just don't see it. It's just not a shidduch. I mean, it's totally two totally different personalities. Truth is, one's a ganav, one's not. So it's a different personality. But you don't say that. You just say that different personalities or something like that. It's a different culture. It's different this. If you can get away with doing that, then that's what you're mechuyev to do. So that's the fourth condition. And the fifth condition, kol zein emuta rak im lo yesuba v'idea sipor ra mamish lanida. In other words, you have a chiyuv over here, since Shimon is in danger of losing money, so you have an obligation to save Shimon from losing money. However, you're not allowed to help Shimon to save him from losing money if it's going to cause Reuven to lose money, shalei kadin. In other words, Shimon, when he hears me say that he's a ganav, he would have no right now to take action against Reuven if, let's say, he was involved with Reuven in something else. And the Chofetz Chaim will give the marshal that he was involved, let's say, where he owes, let's say, Reuven money for something. And because of what I tell him now, he's going to do shalei kadin. He's going to take money away from Reuven. So I'm not allowed to help Shimon, save Shimon's money. If Shimon is not going to act, I'll be dintayra. If Shimon is now going to go do something that's going to cause Reuven to suffer more than what I'll be din, he's supposed to suffer, any loss he's supposed to suffer, then it's also for me to tell it to Shimon. So he says, kol zein emuta rak im lo yisumi de siva ro mamash lanidin. In other words, you're going to stop him from making a business. You're not going to do a business together. After Mamelu Dovazehu Raloi, even though Lamaisa, it's not a good thing for Reuven to lose the business, not to have this opportunity of a partnership. And I'm allowed to do that to save Shimon. And I'm not being Mazik, that's not called being Mazik Reuven. But if Reuven is going to suffer something, also the Sapper Olive, he had Starach Lazel Oid Protim, Vivoru Lakamon, Mutz Hashem Sifheva. Then, in order to do that, you're going to need more. The Kolshkin and Muroyashi is supervised, they see Pura, they need Ra Rabba, Yosem Bikriadin. And sometimes Shimon would do something that even if there was witnesses to Reuven's Avla, it would be more than what Bezdin could have been Mechayev. The Osel Lesaprol, in such a case, you're not allowed to tell.